What up? I'm Rock Harper. You're now listening to the Chef Rock Experiment, the podcast. Your journey to entertainment, empowerment, and education in the food business begins right now. Let's go. This episode of the Chef Rock Experiment, Chef Drink Edition, is brought to you by International Gourmet Foods. The mission at IGF is to cultivate an elevated, valuable relationship with their customers that is rich in quality products and real food knowledge. They believe that quality is not a luxury, but rather something they can provide every customer through their exceptional products and service. Visit IGF-INC.com for more information. That's IGF-INC.com. And be sure to tell them Chef Rock sent you. Okay, we're back. Chef Drink, IGF, Richmond, beer. I keep messing the name of this place up, and I love this place. Bingo.
Bingo.
Too many B's. We're back, IGF, at Bingo Beer Company in Richmond on Broad Street. And I am with
Paige Drury.
Paige, who is now the proud owner of Kelsic Specialty Market. Where is Kelsic?
It's in Gloucester, Virginia.
Gloucester. I know Gloucester. Gloucester with a U.
Yeah, around the water.
Right, absolutely. Well, congratulations on the new purchase.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And also here's, she's trying to hide from me, y'all, if you can see it. It's Katie Morgan. Did I get that right? Why are you trying to hide from me, Katie?
Good question.
It got like this duo going. You know, Paige is the owner, and they're passing off. They're like, no, you want to talk to her. You're the brand. You're security.
I'm the beauty part.
You're the beauty
part. Yeah, I'm the beauty part.
You got, and she's got a gun in her bag, too. This is Richmond. So, no, I'm joking. All right, don't tell anybody.
I think so.
Half the people have guns in here.
But,
all right. Well, congratulations on your new acquisition.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So tell me about Kelsic. Like, what do you sell?
Yeah, so we're a specialty market out of Gloucester, Virginia. We do fine foods, wine, beer, cheeses. We do prepackaged meals, which we actually package ourselves. We have a chef that works. He makes homemade meals, packages them up, and then we sell them out of the freezer. People come in and get them and take them home, and the packages that we put them in can go in the microwave or the oven, so they actually just can heat them up. We do a lot of snacks and healthy, organic, local meats, local eggs, a lot of local stuff.
Now, so how has life changed in the last week for you?
So I took over the business a week ago yesterday, and I'm 23 years old, a female, and have had a great first week. I took the business over from a previous owner who had created this business 25 years ago and ran it. It's a very successful business. They have a very good standing in Gloucester. We're off of Main Street, so we're right in the local town. And everyone loves us, so yeah.
Now, are you going to change anything?
Besides some decor and some just putting my twist and my feel on things, other than that, it's going to stay all the same food. I've had tons of people come in and tell me that they want to keep everything the exact same, don't change anything because it's a great place. So we're going to do that and then just do some cool things and maybe be adding on down the road.
IGF is proud to launch two new additions to the product family. Both lines, Meadows Pride Farm Lamb and Mancini Pasta, share a unifying theme of farmers working closely and respectfully with the land around them to produce the highest quality items. Despite the geographic distance, these producers share a common lifestyle of living amongst the fruits of their labor and being actively involved with the full life cycle of their products. Visit IGF-INC.com for more information and make sure you tell them Chef Rock sent you. Yeah. I would imagine, you can tell me if I'm wrong, but Gloucester's not a big town. So you have to, if something's been in business for 25 years, there's a certain part of the population that's like, Don't you come in here messing stuff, young whippersnapper. But there's, you know, but there's also, you know, how do you balance that? Like, there's also the future and things evolve. How do you balance that?
Right. Well, I think for the most part, all of our regulars that come in, they know what's going on. They've heard the news. They've heard that I'm taking over. Pretty much all of our regulars have come in and introduced themselves to me. They want to know me. They want to have their input. And I'm all about, you know, the county, the area, serving local. We just want to make our clients happy and give them what they want. Pretty much anything they ask for, we can look for and we can get it in the shop. So.
Now, what you've been to a lot of food shows over the last week, you said?
The last month and a half, 2 months, it's been like 4 or 5 food shows, 2 wine shows. So I've been all over the place.
What do you think about a nighttime food show? You got, you know, ping pong and video games and a bar. And what do you think about a nighttime? This is the first nighttime one, I guess, right?
Well, I definitely love it. I mean, it gives everyone a chance to come out who, you know, restaurateurs especially that come out and they don't have time during the middle of the day, like maybe I do, to come out and try stuff. But it gives me like a little fun night out to come out and try stuff. And I love it. I like the nighttime versus the daytime. It seems less stressful, more relaxing. It's really awesome.
Katie, what do you think?
Well, this is my first food show, and I'd say this is a good experience. I'm enjoying myself.
Well, this is good. You set the bar at the nighttime when the next one's going to be during the day and super boring.
It's all downhill from here at this point. Just gonna
down the rabbit hole.
Right.
And they won't let you bring your gun in.
No, man. Look, as long as I can take my boots, we're good.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't see those. Ladies and gentlemen, I wish I had the camera. That's what I'm talking about. I love it. Yes. And she just worked it. Yes. So shift drink, like after long day, what are you having?
I'm more of a Pinot Grigio white wine kind of girl. Okay. Yeah.
And you?
Gin and tonic all the way. Gin and tonic, anything infused with cucumber, lemon, lime, really floral, fruity. I love it. Citrus.
Tell me, so fill in the blank. I wouldn't be successful without.
Alcohol.
That counts, ladies and gentlemen. I love that answer. Yes. How about you? Fill in that blank.
Oh, the good Lord and cowgirl boots.
The good Lord and cowboy boots. If that doesn't work, alcohol. No, no.
You're right.
Right.
I hate it.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. All the best to you. Congratulations. I wish you all the success in the world. I know you're going to do great things.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
As a company dedicated to diversity in both workforce and inventory, IGF strives to simplify the chaos of the food industry by bringing customers the products they need. Their passion is for superior ingredients and the best possible food experience from the warehouse to your clients. Visit IGF-INC.com for more information. That's IGF-INC.com. And make sure you tell them Chef Rock sent you. Rock Harper, and you've been listening to the Chef Rock Experiment podcast. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you've made it this far, take a moment to head on over to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me next week for another episode of the Chef Rock Experiment, TCRX. Until then, thank you for listening.